but let me try a question for Nate. Nate, you mentioned that we have an exogenous shock in the voting process, and that we're going to be going towards mail-ins, which is so unusual, and require 100 million people to change their method of voting. Do you suspect that this will negatively impact the elderly much more than the young, who don't have a trend of having voted before, or the elderly who have difficulty changing their processes?
Actually, I think what you'll see is that older voters are going to be more likely to have their vote counted than younger voters. That's what we're seeing in the primaries, partly because older voters are more likely to have a stable address, and so the vote by mail shift is going to favor them. And those who are more familiar with the voting system are going to be more likely to be able to navigate the sort of hurdles that mail balloting poses. Now, the one wrinkle in that is that now we're seeing obviously an ideological shift in vote by mail, which really wasn't there before. And so it remains an open question whether the president's tweets are then going to actually lead older voters to be less likely to vote by mail because they're disproportionately his supporters. Now, I think though what we see in the primaries is that younger voters are more likely to vote in polling places, first-time voters are more likely to vote in polling places, and racial minority voters are more likely to vote in polling places. And so I think that at least when it comes to the mail balloting, that we'll probably see the normal trends going forward. Since most states in their move to mail balloting are really just allowing for no excuse absentee voting, and that's something that is historically going to have more older voters than younger voters.
And how screwed up were the primaries?
Some states were extremely screwed up, and those who are interested, you can go to our website, healthyelections.org, where we're doing postmortems on all of the primaries. This is the Stanford MIT Voting Project, Healthy Elections Project I mentioned before. But what is interesting, and this is what I want to impress, while generally the lens through which we view voting problems is the partisan lens, voter suppression and the like, you saw voting problems happening in cities where there's not a partisan explanation for this. So Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and the like, the problems in the primaries were not a result of the kind of familiar things we see in voting. And it's really this misallocation of resources that's really afflicting these cities because they're facing just unprecedented challenges. And so the problems that we saw in the primaries were that massive shift to mail ballots, so that there were tens of thousands of people in different states who didn't receive their ballots, many of which then cast their ballots late. You could see in places like Philadelphia and Pennsylvania generally that it took weeks to finally figure out what the vote totals were. We're seeing that even in New York right now with the primary election. And then in the polling places that did remain, you had this massive shortage of poll workers. Even places like Anchorage, Alaska, the head of elections there said she lost 95% of her normal poll workers who show up because they were afraid of catching COVID. And so this really is an all hands on deck approach that we need to solve this problem of poll workers, polling places, and the things that we need to run the election.
Do you think results will be substantially delayed versus historics in terms of?
Yes, no doubt about it. I should start with what's known as the election administrator's prayer, which is, oh God, whatever happens, please don't let it be close, because if there is a close election, then all of the problems that I was talking about then be seen as outcome determinative. You know, we will have close to 70 million people will probably be casting their votes by mail this time. That will, maybe 60 to 70 million who'll be casting it by mail. And the jurisdictions simply are not prepared for it. And we saw this in the primaries, because every mail ballot needs to be matched against the signatures that are on file, and then they have to be opened and counted and the like. And we're running into the same supply chain problems that we see in dealing with COVID generally, just as we had problems with ventilators and face masks. We're running into problems with the mail ballot sorters and scanners and the other kind of equipment you need for mail balloting that could make it be done quicker. And so, you know, you're going to have sort of brute force techniques where they're going to try to bring in lots of people to open up the mail. And so you should expect that, you know, votes won't be finalized for at least a week afterwards. Now, if, like I said, if it's not a close election, we may end up seeing the states being called earlier on. But if it is remotely close, then it's going to lead to at least a week before we know the results.
Thank you.